On this episode of the Jacob Beer Show, I am so happy to have on Papa Snoop. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How you doing?
Pretty good. So, of course, you have a documentary coming out, The Detroit Mailman. We're going to talk a little bit
Right.
about that. Your son is Snoop Dogg, of course. You are Papa Snoop. Where are you coming in from today?
I'm in Mapleton, Georgia.
Awesome, Georgia. It's a little bit warmer down there than at Purdue University.
I'm
So,
proud, of course.
it's Georgia. So let's get started, of course. How did the Detroit Mailman documentary come about? If you don't mind us
Well,
explaining.
my manager, producer slash godchild, Rob. He's from Detroit. I lived in Detroit for 10 years, right? So I know his people. He know my people. So he came up with the concept of Detroit Mailman and told his wife about it. And this is my management team, and I thought it was a good idea because I was a mailman in Detroit. My last 10 years in the post office. I retired in Detroit. November 1995. So that's how everything came about.
Wow. And if you don't mind me just doing a quick follow-up question there, do you enjoy living in Georgia a lot more than Michigan now?
Well, no, here's the deal. I live in LA most of my life. I'm really from Magnolia, Mississippi. Moved on the West Coast when I was 16. I was 17 years old. And I needed a change, man. So I moved to Detroit for 10 years. I transferred from the post office in LA where I did 15 years, did my last 10 in Detroit. I've postman been doing really 20, but when my son came into the music business, he came out with Doggy Style 94 and sold a whole lot of records. He told me to pack my clothes and retire from the post office and hook up with him. And that's what I did.
For sure. And then the next question I have is tell the audience a little bit about the Detroit Mailman documentary premiere in Arizona, which is happening just down the road.
Oh, the one in Arizona was fantastic. The mayor was there, the postmaster was there. There's a couple of senators and congresswomen was there. I was a guy that had worked in Detroit. He's from Detroit, but he worked on 8 Mile Living to us where I had just left. Then I transferred to the east side, and when he came there, I left. So that was my first time meeting him, but it went good. They gave me a Medal of Achievement, I mean, a Lifetime Achievement Award. Gave me all kinds of accolades and flags that they flew over the Capitol building. So it went real well. But the one in Detroit is going to be bigger because I live there, and I had my route for 6 years. So a lot of people know me in Detroit, but Detroit is going to be a lot bigger. I mean, that's my second home, man.
For sure. And then kind of the third question on that is when is the next two premieres going to be? There's some follow-ups to that, of course.
Okay, it's one, Detroit's gonna be April 19th, downtown. The
Just
next one is gonna be my son's compound in Englewood. So once I not once once you do the, we do the one in Detroit, then I'm gonna have to find out for Snoop when he want to do the one in L.A. because that's gonna be the big one with all the execs from our Netflix, Hulu. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm in the game too. Matter of fact, I just had to, just finished shooting a movie last year with Michael Jai White. Yeah, Trouble Man. He played Mike Tyson. So I'm an actor slash film slash music. Long story short, I am an all-American boy.
For sure. And if you don't mind me asking just real quick, do you have a favorite memory being an actor like that, you know, maybe your son kind of instilled in you a favorite memory like that?
Well, he didn't steal it me. Here's the deal. When Sue came to the music business, he opened up doors for me. I had a choice: either live my life or hang with him, and which I did, and I'm glad I did. So I've been with him through his whole career, right? So there's people that I met through him that got me to where I am as an individual. If Snoop does what he do, I do what I do. I've been in four movies: Rhymes and Reasons, Make It Rain. And let me go back: Rhymes and Reasons '96, Make It Rain '08, All Eyes on Me, Tupac movie '016. Now it's 023, Michael Jai White, the Trump movie's called Trouble Man. It'll be out in September.
Wow. And that's going to be a really good one as well.
Right.
And Detroit, you said was April 19th, if I'm correct on that.
Yeah, April 19th, downtown.
And that's going to be a big one, of course.
Yeah, because that's home for me.
Yeah, it's
where it's really about all the mailmen, because people don't realize that being a mailman, you can't get killed. Being a mailman, you're in all kinds of neighborhoods. When I was in L.A., I delivered mail in Baldwin Hills, which is rich. But there are hikes, you know what I'm saying? I've sorted out in 1970 when I came back from Vietnam. I'm a Vietnam vet.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, I was drafted, man. Thank you, man. It's all right, man. But I didn't ask for it. I was drafted like everybody else back then, 18 and a half years, right? But that being said, so I transferred to Detroit, me and two of my friends. And I transferred to Detroit because I got off into real estate investing and everything cheap in L.A. So it was perfect for when I went to Detroit. I sold my real estate for a ton of money. When I got to Detroit, I bought 31 houses in Detroit in 10 years, HUD houses, $5,000 to $10,000 a piece. So that's why I moved to Detroit. But I like Detroit because it was more blacks. LA is more diversified. Latinos, Asians. I mean, you know, it's a melting pot. You know what I'm saying? So by moving to Detroit, I was around Polish, Polacks, Chaldeans, and Arabs. Okay. So I felt at home in Detroit. LA, I never felt home.
Wow.
I'm just another body. You feel me?
For sure. And then just one other question, if you don't mind me asking, what's been your favorite, most recent memory with your son? Now that you guys are both kind of in our entertainment business, with you having
kind of
absolutely both. What is your favorite memory that you've been able to share with him on this incredible journey that you've been able to have?
There's so many of them, man. I can't put my finger on. I've been with him from when he came into the game at 18 and a half years old. My really biggest memory is when he wrote his first song for the movie soundtrack, Deep Cover. And I was living in Detroit. He called me and said, "Hey, Pops, I just wrote my first song for Dr. Dre, Deep Cover. It's like a no-brainer." He said, "I wrote it in an hour to 45 minutes. So, 92, when the movie was coming out, he called me a day ahead of time. He said, "Hey, Pops, I was at Eastland Mall, 8 Mile Road. He said, go to the movie and check out my soundtrack. My song." And back then, because a lot of rappers was coming into the music business on soundtracks. That was big back in the day. So I saw him move and heard his first song, Deep Cover. I was impressed. But it's when he came out with Number the G Thing, that took him to where he is right now. That was a launching pad for Death Row Records.
Wow.
That's my biggest memory, man.
That's an incredible memory.
Mm.
Well, thank you so much. I'm sure you are excited to be heading to Detroit.
I'm very excited, man, because I left Detroit in 95. And when I went back to film, man, I've been back to Detroit time and time again when I was on the road with my son. I was on the road on tour with my son for a long time. So I would go back to Detroit for 1 or 2 days, but I never really got a chance to hang out with my boys, right? So when I filmed this documentary, I got the last scene I shot was at my boy's house in Oak Park. So I got a chance to be with all my folks. But now they're all going to be there. White Boy Rick is sponsoring. He's sponsoring my documentary. You know? And my boy Rob, my manager, came up with White Boy Rick. I seen White Boy Rick twice before he went to prison. He was just 18 years old. But his boys lived about 5 blocks down from the house, the first house I bought in Detroit on the east side. So it's going to be a lot of memories and put the icing on the cake. I had a friend of mine out in Vietnam with Ryan. He and I was wounded together in Vietnam, August 28, 1968. And I haven't seen him since 1969. We was 19 years old. Now I'm 74 years old. He's 74 years old. So it's gonna be a hell of a reunion, man. I know me and Ron, but it's been our whole tour in Vietnam. We're gonna shed some tears, man, because me and him, we've been through it, man.
Wow. Well, that is truly incredible. And I appreciate you coming on the show today. Is there any advice that you'd have for our listeners who might want to pursue anything such as in the film industry? Do you have any advice to leave with?
Oh, yeah, I have advice for him. Stay away from the music business, because the music business is not what it used to be. My son got a billion screens, but he only made $40,000. I watched this business go from when it was money in it back in the 80s and 90s to where people is not making no money no more, man. And you can these record labels are not making no money. And which is thanks to Steve Jobs and Bill Gates, you can do everything from home. You don't need a record label, man. Okay. All you need is 4 or 5 videos, put the best 5 songs on there. Put it on YouTube to see what happened, man. But in this game nowadays, man, guys are a lot smarter than my son. was back in the day. Back in the day, they control you. Nowadays, these young rappers and stuff, they control their own stuff because of technology, man.
Wow. Well, that is.
Film business like this. I can deal with it all day long. I'm financially sound for the rest of my life. I'm 74 years old, going on 75, right? But I've been through it. This, what happened to me didn't happen overnight because I put in work. You have to put in work. You have to take what's on the plate, okay? You have to be patient. But if you're trying to do it for a living, get you a job and do the music business and everything on the side until you blow up.
Wow. Well, that is crazy.
The whole business is crazy, trust me. And plus the fact, you can't trust nobody, man. That's when money starts rolling in, that's when you find out who is who.
Wow. Well, you might have to come and visit Purdue University, West Lafayette, Indiana sometime.
Yo, send me a ticket and give me a room. I'm down.
Deal. Well, thank you so much, Papa Snoop, for coming on the Jacob Beer Show. And I look forward to seeing the Detroit Mammon documentary in Detroit and maybe even Inglewood. So thank you so much.
Anyway, man, is this going to be on YouTube? What are we doing from now on?
YouTube.
Okay. Well, this is my manager here in Georgia. She is from Michigan. She's from Plymouth. So just stay in touch with her. Let me know when it's going to be on. I can put it on my platform.
For sure. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me.